We continue with lesson number 7 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We will continue in the second perek with Mishnayos 5 and 6, Hey and Vav. For Mishnah Hey, we need a bit of an introduction about the subject of Hechsher Tumah. In the Torah and Pasha Shmini, discussing the way foodstuffs can become tomei, the Torah says, "Mikol ha'ochel asher yochel asher yavo alav mayim yitmo," that before a foodstuff can become susceptible to tuma, it must be exposed, it must be watered, it must be dampened with water. If it's watered, dampened with water, it becomes ro'i l'kabel tumo, or it becomes huchshar, becomes kasher, meaning appropriate, susceptible for tumo. That's called hechsher tumo. Water is the standard liquid through which a ochel becomes huchshar. Water is machshir, it prepares ochel for kabolas tumo. A dry, for example, something is harvested and never exposed to water, even if a sheretz or whatever falls upon it, it is not tomei. Not only is water a machshir, but there are seven machshirim: water, wine, oil, that's olive oil, milk, honey, blood, and dew. In our Mishnah, we will learn that if an animal is shechted, and in the process of shechita, as is normal, it bleeds, that blood is machshir, the meat of that animal, and now the meat is susceptible to kabolas tumah. However, let's begin Mishnah Hey. Hashochet behemo chaya v'of v'lo yotzo mehem dam. Suppose you shecht an animal, whether a behemo like a cow, whether a chaya like a deer, whether an oaf like a chicken, and no blood comes out. Kesherim, the animals are still kosher. We do not suspect maybe the animal died before the shechita. Happens sometimes, the shechita causes no blood to flow. Since in this case there was no blood, the meat did not become huchshar lekabel tumah. It was never moistened with a liquid or one of the seven liquids which render it muchshar lekabel tumah. So therefore, v'ne'echolim b'yodayim misawavos, you can eat this meat even without netilas yodayim. The Gemara explains, and there's a complex sugya here, but the Gemara explains that we're speaking here of something which is called chulin shena'asu al taras hakodesh. There were individuals who ate even chulin, non-sacred food, just an ordinary steak. They treated it as if it was basar kodeshim, as if it was korban meat, and therefore they were careful to eat it not being tomei and not making it tomei, not making the meat tomei. So, if a person eats meat in a regular shechita, where the meat has been bloodied in the process of shechita, and therefore is huchshar lekabel tumah, no. So when you eat it, the Chachamim made a gzeira that hands, unwashed hands, have a din of a sheni, a secondary tumah. If a sheni touches kodesh, touches korban meat, sheni osa shlishi. Here is chulin meat, but it's being treated as chulin shenasu al taharos hakodesh. So eating it with unwashed hands, which are a sheni, would render the meat a shlishi. However, in this case, since the meat was never bloodied, but is basically dry, so to speak, it never underwent the process of hechsher l'tumah, so therefore it can be eaten with unwashed hands. So what if it's a sheni? The sheni can transfer tumah onto an object which is not makabel tumah, which the meat, in this case, without blood, is. L'fishalo hochsheru badam, it never was hochsheru. The meat never became susceptible to tumah. It was never made wet by blood. Rabbi Shimon Omer Huchshiru Bashchita. Rabbi Shimon says, even if there was no blood, the Shchita itself renders it Mukshar Lekabel Tumah. So holds Rabbi Shimon, and we do not follow his ruling. Moving on to Mishnevov. Hashochet es hamisukenes. If you have an animal that's sick, about to die, but right now it's still alive. The Gemara explains the simon, the symptom, so to speak, of a misukenes is that even if you stand the animal up with some prop or something, it can't stand, it just collapses. This is a misukenes. So how do you test and make sure that the shechita is what killed the animal and it didn't die before the shechita? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel gives a test. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ad shetefarkes biyadu v'regel. If after the shechita, the animal kicks, mefarkes means it flutters, it kicks, it moves its hand, meaning its forearm, one of its front legs, the right one. One of its front legs is the yad, uberegel or a foot, both, shetefarkes biyad uberegel, kicks its hand and its foot, then it's a sign that it was killed by the shechita, it wasn't dead before the shechita, and it can be eaten. Rabbi Eliezer omer dayom zinko. Rabbi Eliezer says we don't require movement of a foot and a hand. It's permissible, sufficient, if the animal is mezanek, meaning the animal gives like a wheeze, W-H-E-E-Z-E, or a sneeze, and in the process expels blood. So if the animal does that, that's called zinuk, that's sufficient to indicate that the animal survived until the shechita, which is what killed it. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, af hashochet balayla, person shechting, he has an animal which is misukenes, and he shechts it at night in the darkness. So he can't really see if there was this pirchus or not, if the animal moved a hand and foot as Rabbi Shimon Galil requires. But Lamochor Hishkim, the next morning he woke up, Umotso Kisolim Meleim Dam. The next morning he woke up and saw the walls. And the Gemara says the walls here mean the walls of the animal's neck where the Shechita took place, the Kosle Beis HaShechita. If they are full of blood, Kishera, the animal is kosher. Because how did the blood come there to the surface of the animal? Shezinka, the animal gave this wheeze or cough in such a way, after the shechita, that blood was expelled. Uchamidas Rabbi Eliezer. This, of course, is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that zinuk is sufficient, and you don't require ad shetefarkes by yad uvoregel. You don't have to have this kicking of the hand and of the foot. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, a middle-of-the-road approach. You don't require, like Rabbi Shimon Galil requires, both yad and regel, but if just the yad, just the foreleg was kicked or fluttered after the shechita, or just the hind leg fluttered, that would be a sign that it survived until the shechita. Oh, ad shetechashkesh biznova, even if it wags its tail, shakes its tail, that is an indication that it was the shechita that killed it, and it didn't die before the shechita, and it's kosher to eat. These rules apply, says the Mishnah, echod behemo daka ve'echod behemo gasa, to both a small animal like a sheep or a large animal like a cow. Behemo daka, the Mishnah continues, a behemo daka, a sheep or a goat, which is a misukenes, which is about to collapse, and you shecht it, sheposhto yodo, and after you shecht it, it extends its hand forward, v'lo hechzira, but does not retract the hand, pisula, the animal is puzzled, because that extension of the hand is simply a reflex that comes with the animal's death. She'eino ela hotsoas nefesh bulvad. This is not pirchus. Pirchus is an act which is done by the animal subsequent to shechita. This extension of the foot, in the case of the behemah daka, is merely part of the process of expiration. As the animal expires and dies, its foot is extended. However, if it would bring back its foot, it expels its foot, extends its foot, and then retracts it, this would be pirchus, according to the Chachamim, that would be sufficient indication that this animal is kosher. Medvar mamurim, when do we say that you have to have this pirchus? Whether this opinion, that opinion, the other opinion, you have to have some indication that the animal was killed by the Shechita and didn't die before the Shechita. If you have an animal that's half dead, lying on the ground, can't even stand up on its own 2 feet, and you shecht it, then to be sure that it was alive at the time of the Shechita, you need these post-Shechita indications. If you have an animal which is perfectly healthy, even if the animal doesn't do zinuk or pichus, yad v'regel or pichus, yad or regel or kishkush hazonov, doesn't matter, kishera, because the shechita itself is sufficient. We don't require any further indications in an animal that's becheskas bria, that was well and healthy before the shechita. And so we have finished Mishnah Vov, and in the process have concluded lesson number 7.